But I don't want you to think that you haven't repented if you sin. What it means is, you know, sin has a life of its own. You can have a change of mind and a change of heart, but sin can still be alive. I'm talking away from the parable now. Because a parable is a short story, and everything in the little parables, everything works out perfect. Everything's perfect because it doesn't take in every detail of life that we sometimes have to go through. In our lives, we have to work out our salvation. God, because God is working in us both to will and do His good pleasure. So I don't want anyone to get discouraged along the way. Now, if you don't measure up yet, you just keep going at it. Keep praying. Keep seeking. Keep the faith. We have to endure. We have to believe. You know, that is the most important thing you can do, is believe in God's promise. In spite of the fact that it hasn't appeared yet. Let's say you still have sin in your life. You've got to believe God's promise that He'll deliver you from sin. Because if you don't believe, it's manifest, you won't. And I mean, just believe a little. Some people think you have to believe and doubt not. And Jesus did say, if you believe and doubt not, you can do this and this and this. I tell you, when I received the Holy Ghost, I had some doubts. But I spoke words of faith, and I tried to believe, and God helped my unbelief. And He will. He's merciful like that. You put forth a little, and when He's ready to receive you like that, He receives you. But we have to come to Him. It was right that they would make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive. You know, sometimes people hammer the faithful son. I don't really see any point in that. He should have rejoiced with his father over his son, his brother who came back. It's not the point. Jesus isn't trying to teach you how you ought to be. I'm always the prodigal son. How should the prodigal son now be that he's returned? How's he going to behave himself? You know, how do we live now, after the party? After the rejoicing? It's important. How do we live? We've got to grow up in Him. We've got to seek, you know, and this becomes not a, how do we work in our Father's field and raise His flocks in a, you know, these parables and these stories from the ancient times. It's about, how do we live our lives today? How are we going to overcome sin in our lives in this modern world, in this perilous time of temptation and all wickedness is abounding? How are we going to do it? It's by patient continuance. And prayer, and fasting when necessary, and whatever it takes to obtain the righteousness which God has promised. He's promised it. So in faith we have to ask for it, and seek it, and believe we will receive it, and we will. If you believe that faith can move mountains, you certainly know that faith can change our behaviors. It can change the sins. It can create righteousness. It can create the fruits of the Spirit, and all these things we obtain by faith. And by having that mindset where we've changed our minds. And that's the most important thing about the prodigal I would want to communicate. A lot of people get the point about the mercy of God. But see how he repented. See how he turned his heart. I'm not worthy, but I want to be with my Father. I've wasted his living. I've sinned. You know, in what the Son sees, he sees himself as a sinner. And the Pharisees, and they did not see themselves as sinners. They wouldn't qualify to me as the faithful son. Like, they should have been rejoicing that the publicans and harlots were coming to see Jesus. Some people would say that. Like, the Pharisees should have rejoiced that the publicans and harlots were entering into the kingdom of God and hearing the word of Jesus. They should rejoice that they were repenting. They couldn't rejoice, because they themselves also needed repentance. They didn't think they needed it. And that's the most deadly thing of all, is when we think we don't need it. And we're living in a place of sinfulness. And we live sinfully. And we follow after our own lust. And we think, oh, we don't need to turn from this. And that's so very deadly. So very deadly. We have to recognize our sinful ways and turn from them. Have a change of heart, a change of mind. Seek God. He is leading us in those things. When we start to recognize our sins and our heart is changing, God's leading us. We have to believe that. We have to believe He's going to finish the work He's begun. And I believe it. You know, I see it in my own life, and I expect to see it in the lives of those who hear me.